Put jazz in your washing machine. Finest jazz you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Meet her.
Mr. White. Well, then, you didn't tell me, Mr. Hanley, that Mr. White was going to be here.
Sorry, Mrs. White. I didn't know.
I don't know what to say to you, Mr. White. What can I say?
Chapman, you can get the photographer set up in the library. We'll be with you in a minute.
Hi, Chief.
I'm sorry, Mr. White. Regardless of how I felt, or Ted was your son, just as Chucky was my son.
Did you want to come back to this house, my dear?
Really doesn't make any difference one way or another.
Mrs. White knows that she's here of her own free will.
Are you, Nathan?
Yes. I see no reason why I shouldn't do anything the district attorney wants me to do. Why I shouldn't cooperate.
Mater. We all had such hopes, didn't we? High hopes. It seems that all our worlds have crashed around us.
I'm afraid, Mr. White, that we'll have
yes,
to...
Yes, of course.
Mrs. White, are you ready?
I'm ready, Mr. Hanley. Yes, I'm ready.
The father of Ted White watches as the district attorney accompanies his daughter-in-law to the library. It was only a matter of days ago that Ted was shot and killed in this room. Yes, this is what they call the reenactment of a crime. There were so many pertinent details Maida failed to remember when Mr. Hanley questioned her. At least that's what she said. She didn't remember. Perhaps being in familiar surroundings will help Maida remember. If indeed she had forgotten anything that had transpired between herself and her husband at the time of the shooting. We'll learn more about that in a moment. For White washes without red hands. The swing is back to Does.
Yes, White washes without red hands. That's why I've gone back to Does.
How about you? If you've been experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, and if they've been making a difference in your hands, then just accept this challenge. Next wash day, try the one and only Does. Then inspect that wash of yours carefully. Have you ever had such really clean, fresh-smelling clothes? Have you ever seen such gleaming whiteness? Ever seen the colors so sparkling bright? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands? Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
You'll get more out of Does because we put more into it. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes, even heavy work clothes, so thoroughly clean, and gets towels and linens so gleaming white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. So make next wash day Does Day. See why women everywhere are saying,
for white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
You can go ahead with the pictures anytime you're ready, boys.
Okay.
Now, Mrs. White, I think everything in the room is exactly as it was the afternoon you were here to see your husband. You do remember ringing the doorbell, don't you?
Yes.
You remember your housekeeper, Mary, having opened the door for you?
Yes, I think I do. I'm not quite certain. I think so.
And you came here because you wanted to collect some of your son's clothing and playthings?
Yes. Yes, that's what I wanted Chucky for. I didn't want Ted to have them. I wanted them.
Now, what happened after you came into the house?
I don't remember.
Surely, Mrs. White, if you remember ringing the doorbell and entering the house, you must remember what transpired immediately after that.
I don't remember.
Mary said that you were in the hall outside the library here. You stopped. You talked to your husband, and he talked to you.
Is that what she said?
Yes. And then the two of you came into the library, you and Mr. White. You do remember that now, don't you?
No, I don't.
Where were you standing? And where was your husband standing?
I don't know.
Perhaps I can refresh your memory. Would you mind coming over here behind the desk? Thanks. A little closer to the drawer, to your left.
Here?
That's right. You were standing here, weren't you?
I don't know. I came for Chucky's thing. I don't know what I'd have been doing in here.
You think, do you, that you had a complete lapse of memory?
I told you. I came for Chucky, son.
Yes, I know. Mrs. White, have you ever seen this gun before?
Yes.
When was the last time you saw it?
When Chucky and I were still here. Before I'd left Ted.
How long before you left your husband did you see this gun?
Oh, I don't know. It was always in this drawer.
Well, then you knew that it was in that drawer.
Well, yes, it was Ted's gun.
When did you last handle the gun?
I think it was when Ted and Chucky were away on a camping trip.
Oh?
I could be wrong. I can't answer that question for a certainty.
Well, why do you think you might have handled it when your husband and son were away?
Well, I was alone in the house. Mary was away on a vacation. I told her to take a few days off while Ted and Chucky were away. I'm not sure if I did handle it. I just don't know.
What reason would you have for taking the gun out of the drawer?
No reason.
Didn't you, the afternoon of the day your child died, didn't you stand here in the library behind this desk with this gun in your hand? Don't you remember that?
No.
And wasn't your husband standing right here, where I am now?
I don't know. Well,
Mary said that you were. She saw you as you fired the gun at your husband. Don't you remember that?
No.
You don't remember hearing the shot?
No. I came to Chucky's thing.
But you didn't get them, did you? You didn't go near Chucky's room, which is just down the hall away.
If you say I didn't.
You know you didn't, Mrs. White. If you came for Chucky's things, why didn't you go directly to your son's room? Why did you stop to talk to your husband? Why did you come here into the library? Why did Mary see you standing behind the desk with a gun in your hand, standing just where you are now, with the gun in your hand when the police arrived?
I don't remember.
It's very easy for you to forget something you don't want to remember, isn't it, Mrs. White?
I told you I don't remember. I can't tell you anything I don't know, but I don't remember.
Mrs. White, isn't it a fact that you had the gun in your purse when you came here?
No. Well, I couldn't have.
Why not?
Because it was always in this drawer in the desk.
You could have taken it out, couldn't you? Which you undoubtedly did. Because in the back of your mind, you were planning to kill your husband.
No.
You hated your husband, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I hated my husband. I hated him for what he did to my son. He killed my son.
And you, in turn, planned to kill him. An eye for an eye, a life for a life. That was it, wasn't it?
No.
You're lying. And you know it, Mrs. White. You can't cover up by repeating over and over again, I don't remember. Because you know, and I know, that you do remember. You remember coming into this very room. You remember taking that gun out of your purse.
No.
You remember firing that
no.
gun, don't you, Mrs.
No.
White? You planned to murder your husband. And you carried out that plan. You came here that afternoon your child died with the full realization of what you were going to do. You had a plan, and you were going to carry that plan out. That's a fact, isn't it, Mrs. White?
No. No. I came here to get Chucky's clothes. His plaything. I didn't get them, did I? That's what you told me. I didn't get them. But I'm going to get them now. I'm going to get them now.
Mrs. White.
Chucky's coming. I'm going to get them now.
Mrs. White.
Right now. I'm going to get Chucky's thing. That's why I came here. Chucky.
Every gal who's watch day wise buys her does in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and with does, you get white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to does. See what a pleasure it is to get white washes without red hands.
Does can promise this because of the way does is made. Only does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Does everything in your wash. And does right by your hand.
So join the swing to does. Get a giant economy size box. You'll save money and always have plenty of does on the shelf. Ray Brandon is permitted to see Meta White in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does.
Put does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.